This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. This last weekend, the celebration of Pentecost Sunday, the day the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples in the upper room, coincided with a series of protests for racial justice across the United States. Find out how pastors responded to this intersection after this break.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
On Pentecost Sunday, protests sparked by the death of George Floyd and a larger trend of police brutality against African Americans continue to spread to cities across America. Some of these protests remained peaceful, while others turned into riots and violent conflicts between police officers and protesters. Many cities enacted curfews in response, and National Guard troops were deployed to several states. During this time of tremendous unrest, pastors directly addressed current events from the pulpit and shared the timely message of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, and the biblical need for justice. Rich Viotas, lead pastor at New Life Fellowship Church in New York City, reflected on the symbolic significance of fires burning across the nation on Pentecost Sunday in his morning sermon. He said, "There's a saying that says you can't fight fire with fire. While that may be true in a physical sense, it's not true on a spiritual level, because the fire that God sends is for the purpose of making things right, to extinguish the fires of injustice in our world." He later added, "Pentecost is our annual reminder that God has given the church the Holy Spirit not to satisfy our private, insatiable lust for more experiences, but to mark us to be witnesses of Jesus' kingdom, a kingdom marked by love and justice and forgiveness and reconciliation." Reverend William J. Barber II, a pastor and co-leader of the Poor People Campaign, gave a pastoral letter to America in which he asked the American church to exercise discernment this Pentecost, according to the Religion News Service. Author and theologian Reverend Dr. Esau McCauley gave a sermon in which he discussed the need for a unified, Spirit-led church that puts its hope in the gospel of the kingdom. And Pastor Eugene Cho tweeted, "On this Pentecost Sunday, we confess our need for God. We need the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, give us ears to hear. Give us hearts that break. Please heal our land. Convict our hearts. Open our eyes. Stir us to repentance and forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen." Pray that God would send His Holy Spirit on the United States and trigger such deep repentance over centuries of injustice that it would lead to national revival. And if you appreciate this story, you can read more stories about this at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.